Welcome to the Service Management Leadership Podcast with Jeffrey Tiefertiller.
Good Thursday to you. This is Jeffrey Tiefertiller back with another Service Management Leadership Podcast. For another week, I don't have an interview guest. Life has gotten in the way this week, and so I apologize. But I did want to discuss a conversation I recently had. Someone said, why should I care about asset management? Which is kind of a great question, even if it wasn't meant in a positive way. So here are some stats. I credit Flexera and their state of IT spend, state of IT asset management reports for these. So when you think of your IT budget, hundreds and millions of dollars, euros, pounds, whatever the currency, hundreds, millions, many organizations. 70% of those dollars, of that money, is spent on hardware, software, and cloud. 70%. Only 25% is from humans, personnel, salaries. So why should we care? Why is it important? Well, think about if we save just 5% out of that 70%. That's a big difference to our overall IT budget. It allows us to do things that we never thought we would have the money to do. Add new capabilities, add people with specialized skill sets. That was a pretty amazing revelation for me when I saw those numbers. That's number one. Number two, Flexera also said, and the range is, from the cloud or hardware or software. What was interesting in all those categories, the percent that was wasted, underutilized, all that sort of thing, is 33 or 34%. Doesn't sound like very much. But if you think of a third, so your IT budget's 100, 70% of that is asset management. And a third of that, which is a big, big number, right, is, that number is like 23%. So 23% of your overall IT budget is underutilized or wasted. That's a big, big number. So why should we care about asset management? Those are a few reasons. How about our security and compliance risks? How about sustainability? Software renewals, software audits. There's such a wide range of ways that asset management can add value. The hard part, though, is getting started. That's the hardest step. The second hardest step is, how do we keep momentum? How do we know what to go forward with? What should we address? And my only guidance is the guidance I would give anyone on almost any topic. Ask your stakeholders and see what they value and work backwards from that. If it's regulatory, well, address the regulatory. If it's financial, like we really need to save some money, let's look at it from that point of view. But your scope can vary. It can go up. It can go down. But we should always care about asset management. This is Jeffrey Tiefertiller. Thank you for joining us today. I ask that you follow our LinkedIn company page. Let me know how Service Management Leadership can help your organization. I hope you have an awesome rest of your Thursday. Bye.